Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Hinduism. This is the third talk in the series entitled Eastern Way. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Well, last week we decided that I was going to talk about Hinduism this week, and then our next talk will be about Buddhism, and then the final talk will have to do with the Gnostic and related traditions in our Occident. These are all of a single constellation, actually. Now, what I want to try to do is make a very strong distinction between Hinduism and Buddhism, even though a great deal of the spiritual doctrine is so much the same that for many people it's difficult to distinguish between the two. Now, perhaps you'll remember two talks ago I spoke about the yoga, the Kundalini yoga, and I'm going to take it that with that I have presented the main themes of the Indian yoga system as it appears both in Hinduism and in Buddhism. What I want now to do is present what is peculiar to Hinduism as distinct from the Buddhist tradition, which I'm going to be talking about next week. Now, the first thing one must realize is that Hinduism is an ethnic religion. That is to say, one is born a Hindu. One can make a very valid analogy. Hinduism is related to Buddhism about as Judaism is to Christianity. That is to say, one is born a Hindu. Not only is one born a Hindu, one is born in a certain social stratum of the Indian tradition, Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Shudra. And one is born a Jew. One becomes or confesses Buddhism. One confesses Christianity. Hinduism and Judaism are what I shall call ethnic religions. They are religions of a very ancient lineage. Buddhism and Christianity are creedal religions, credo. What you believe is the essential thing here. What you are by birth is the essential point in the ethnic religions. Creedal religions, there are three great creedal religions. These are world religions because anybody can profess them. Anybody can't be a Jew. Anybody can't be a Hindu. You have to be born thus. But anybody can become a Christian, a Buddhist, a Mohammedan. These three religions, therefore, have been dispersed. They occur in areas of totally different culture forms. For instance, Buddhism, we have it in Tibet, in China, in Korea, in Japan, but also in Ceylon, in Burma, Thailand, Vietnam, and it used to be also in Sumatra and Java. Christianity, you know the spread of Christianity on both sides of the world war. Creedal religions are usually, well, these three, initiated by a single prophet, a single teacher, who, as it were, extracts the spiritual quintessence of the ethnic religion from which he derives. The life of the teacher becomes then a symbol of the doctrines. And this is a point I'm going to try to make next week. So in talking about Buddhism in our next talk, I'm going to be presenting some views with respect to creedal religions. Now in talking about Hinduism tonight, I want to use Hinduism as an example of an ethnic religion. Now, in a religion of this kind, there's very, very great stress placed upon ritual law. There is very often little distinction made between ritual virtue and what we, having inherited our notion of ethics from the Greeks, would call ethics. For instance, one reads in the Bible of a man who was found picking up sticks on Saturday, on the Sabbath. And Moses asked God what should be done about this man, and the answer was he should be stoned to death. He was breaking a ritual law. Similarly, in Hinduism, most of the laws and doctrines that I'm going to talk about are ritual laws of this kind. They have nothing to do with a concept, a general concept of human ethics, virtue in the sense of an abstract or psychological matter. These are laws that are made specifically to keep a certain group of people together and to differentiate them from other people. Now, in Judaism, you have the Jewish community set apart as a priestly race, the holy race. That's the real function of the kosher laws and all this. You can't eat your food in anyone else's house. One must be together. Similarly, in Hinduism, and these two religions come from almost exactly the same period of time. In Hinduism, there are special rules for every single social order, because here you have not simply one religious group, you have a whole society structure. You have the priestly, you have the governing caste, you have the merchant caste, and you have the servant caste.